At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And man, like I'm always excited for shows. Like, let's just be honest. Like whenever I push the go live button, I get pretty excited. I get to hang out with my friends and we get to talk what we love, which is football. And there's movement. You know, training camp has been relatively stagnant from kind of a depth chart or, you know, starter position. Hasn't really been much shakeup, to be honest with you. But once that first preseason game, whenever everybody's going live, you're tackling to the ground, you're blocking to the whistle, you're playing against somebody else, it's an opposing team. That's where the changes start to come in. And we are able to witness that kind of firsthand with, man, that first kind of practice. That second practice after that first preseason game, that's where the stuff starts to show up. And there are changes in the depth chart with new players working with the ones and players being demoted, players being promoted, offense and defense. And that's what I'm excited to talk about. Now, we have completely wrapped up all of our all 22 breakdown, the film breakdown from the Broncos game. That's up on the 49ersrush.com. That is up on our Patreon channel. Link is in the description of this video. Whichever one you want to sign up, the 49ersrush.com is the site we've built. We get more cut of that. Patreon's awesome, and we have several hundred supporters over there, and I'm beyond thankful and will always be thankful. That's kind of where the shift started to going full-time at this revenue stream, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, all the support that we get on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel, that's why I'm able to go live every single day on here. This will always be free of charge in the audio and YouTube, whatever else. Over there is where I feed my family. Over there is where the support financially allows us to travel to the games, throw the parties, do all that stuff. So if you want to support us, please head over there. But every offensive, defensive, special teams plays broken down from the game. The last 3.5 years, including preseason, all those are up over there. That is the number one way to support us. And even if you're one of those people that's like, you know what? I don't think I watch all that tape. I get it. But if you want to support us and you want us to continue going live every day and doing all this stuff, that's where that's going to be. So just want to say thank you to all the people over there that do help and, you know, create the atmosphere for us to go live over here. And our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George, David Gill, you guys are the lifeblood of this. And I'm just so thankful to be able to do this. Guys like Yatsik and Chu Jing and like all these awesome people that I love. See Applesauce, Javier. I freaking love it, man. Monkey, Kevin, you guys in the chat. I just love it. I love it. I love it. This is the best time of the year. And look at Big Red. He's like, yeah, 49ers football and high school football is here. It's the best time of the year. I just absolutely love it. It's awesome. So now let's start talking about this because this is the first kind of thing in my notes that I wanted to talk about. David says this, hashtag CC, appreciate the countdown crew. You guys make it all worthwhile. Thank you, guys. How's it going, John? I'm concerned about the wide receiver position. Yeah, I've been screaming, you don't have depth at wide receiver. You don't have depth at wide receiver. Then you start stacking injuries at the wide receiver position, and it just gets even worse. Do you think we move for a Gabe Davis or a Cooper-like wide receiver? I do not. I have been screaming they will not. The 49, like, okay. Couple things. Jacob Cowing's back at practice. That's good news. The 49ers just signed Malik Turner just literally like 15 minutes ago because Jordan Watkins is now injured. He's going to miss like a month with a high ankle sprain. Younger and cheaper. Younger and cheaper has been the MO. And, you know, they just, Sportico just released their top, you know, franchises, valued franchises. 49ers are fifth most valuable franchise in the NFL. Incredible. I think it's like $8.6 billion is their valuation, whatever else. But when you look at profit made by owners last year, Jed York's near the bottom because he spent so much in the past 5 years. He didn't make much money. Really, I think he made like $80 million. I say not much money, but for NFL billionaire standards, whatever else, he didn't make that much money. And so the younger and cheaper cry has been the theme of the offseason. They are not going to, and you even heard Kyle Shanahan talk about it as well. Like, nah, we it looks like we have a lot of money, but we don't, because they don't. This is you got, I think it's like most dead cap space, $81 million cap space, dead cap space. You're paying players not to be on your roster. This is a financial resolve season. Does that mean that you cut the expectations of the year? No, it doesn't. But they're not signing guys like Amari Cooper, or Gabe Davis, or anybody that's not a veteran minimum contract deal. You bring in wide receiver Malik Turner. Nobody was clamoring for this guy, but he's been with the Niners before. He knows the offense. You can plug and play. That's kind of the idea there, because you just need reps now. Gabe Davis hasn't played for us. Amari Cooper hasn't played for us. One, they don't want to do camp anyway. And two, you're going to have to pay those guys. That goes straight out of Jed's wallet. That's not what this 49ers offseason has been, and it's not what it's going to be. And I know somebody sitting there saying, hey, well, you know, they extended Kittle, they extended Purdy, they extended Warner. Those are great deals. Those are great deals. And I'm happy about it. Somebody's like, well, their cash spend is still top five. It is. But whenever you look at the second tier and third tier players on this roster, it ain't there. It's rookies, younger and cheaper. You heard it from John Lynch. You heard it from Kyle Shanahan. You heard it from Jed York. You heard it from the front office. Younger and cheaper, younger and cheaper. They're not going after high-priced free agents. Now, what could change is if the 49ers make a run early, all the way up until that trading deadline, which I think is like week 10 this year. If the 49ers jump out to a 5-1 start, you know, a 6-2 start, then you could get aggressive. And I think that they would, and I think Jed would sign off on that. But right now, no. They're not doing that, guys. They're not spending any more money. They're not going to. I hope that they would, because you got $40 million in cap space just sitting there, but next year is rough, and the following year is rough as well. So the 49ers' MO and blueprint is to roll forward that extra cap savings and then use that to maintain the roster for the future. They so many horrible contracts. Hargrave, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Leonard Floyd. Just bad, 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 bad. That's gotten you where you are now. And so this is a take your medicine year. And we've been screaming that from the mountaintops. And everybody's like, oh, why don't you go sign this guy? They're not going to sign. They're not going to sign anybody of substantial financial consequence. They're not going to. It's going to be these veteran minimum guys. That's what it's going to continue to be. And do not expect it to change. Do not expect it to change. They're saving money. They're saving money. Cam, you know, just talk about Greg Papa and, you know, his diagnosis. We hope him all the best. I wish him nothing but the best. And yeah, we're hoping for a quick recovery. Shout out to Guy Haberman, who's going to be filling in for that. I thought he did pretty well in the first preseason game. He's good at what he does. But yeah, Greg, wish nothing but the best for him. Appreciate you putting that in the chat. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. So let's get to some of the depth chart roster shakeup. So yesterday, Ben Bartsch, who every day he's been healthy, he's gotten all the one reps at left guard, got injured again. Elbow, arm issue, right at the early portion of team practice. And then here's where the shakeup comes in. Now, anytime Ben Bartsch has not been out there, which has been several practices, several games, it's been Nick Sekel. Nick Sekel has been filling in with the ones, and that was a little bit of a competition. Nah, not so fast, my friends. Connor Colby, seventh round rookie guard, got play with the ones after an impeccable performance in that Broncos preseason game. Dude was awesome. He was a force of nature out there. I love it, love it, love it, love it. So Connor Colby getting reps with the ones, it's because of an injury, but I will remind you, only two rookies have started week one for the 49ers in the past four seasons combined. Both of those rookies that start offense and defense included were offensive guards. It was Spencer Burford, and then it was Dominique Pooney. Could Connor Colby be the third guard? I still think the 49ers would ride with Ben Bartsch, but we haven't gotten details of what that injury and time frame is and whatever else. But Connor Colby leaping Nick Zakel, and not only him, Drew Moss worked at left guard with the twos, whereas Nick Zakel worked at right guard behind Dominique Pooney. So a little bit of a shakeup there. You move from number two on the depth chart all the way down to number four for Nick Zakel. And, you know, Connor Colby, he jumped up big time. That is just gigantic. I love to see it. Drew Moss was awesome. And, man, could you imagine, like, our three interior players? Dominique Pooney, obviously. Connor Colby. And then Drew Moss. Like, what if the long-term answer at center is one of those guys? Personally, I value center more than guard. And I don't think you move Dominique Pooney this year. Chris Forster has said, we're not moving him this year. We want him to have 2 years at the same position. But man, long-term center play, probably Drew Moss is the most specialized for that. But I went back digging through some of the press conferences, and John Lynch talked about how Dominique Pooney had five-player versatility and could play center, and how much that meant to him after they drafted him. I'm just saying, I don't know what's going to happen. A girl can dream. I would absolutely love if the three interior players in the future, this is 2026 and beyond, you know, Drew Moss, Connor Colby, Dominique Pooney, that mixture. Oh my gosh. I would be so excited. And it's after one preseason. We're overreacting. I totally understand. But sometimes it's okay to do that. And whenever you see it in real time, oh, man, it's hard not to get excited. If for people that are like, oh, preseason games don't matter, doesn't matter to the playoffs, doesn't matter. If you don't win a Super Bowl, then the whole season's a wreck. I say BS to that. Look at Monkey Boy. The film breakdown really showed that the game wasn't truly as terrible as it seemed. Well, in some positions outside of quarterback. Quarterback was worse than I thought it was. Carter Bradley's awful. Tanner Mordecai's awful. But, thank you, Monkey Boy. I appreciate that. The film is never as good as you think it is. The film is never as bad as you think it is. That is just the facts. What's up, Sin? Oh, we got Jax in the house, too. I love it. Jorn, my man. Every time I see Jorn, I always think about we were at the Chicago Trey Lance Justin Fields game during the monsoon. We walked way too far post-game. It just got drenched. I learned my lesson. Never wear jeans to a rain game that day. But, Jorn, good friend. Appreciate you, man. Glad to see you here. I'm so happy Niners football is back, but not happy with the injuries. They just keep coming. They just keep coming. And I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. Look at Lori. Appreciate the super chat. Great work, John. Thank you. I was talking with the wife yesterday, a little off topic here. And we were just like, how are you feeling about the season? You know, you're back in kind of the swing with, you're doing the film breakdowns and all that stuff. We're traveling this weekend. I'm heading out to Vegas for the game. We're not going to be hosting any events this weekend. I'm just going to go enjoy myself. But if you're in Vegas, you want to hit me up, man. Here's the thing. Like, I love what I do. Hopefully that comes across. Like, this is a passion project that never meant for it to be my full-time employment. I got thankful and lucky. It hit the jackpot because of you guys. But my favorite thing about this, I told my wife this last night, is like, these are my friends, like, which is kind of, I don't know, maybe that's like sad or whatever. I don't care. But like, I get to go meet so many of you. We had over, I think it was 3,000 people come to our 49ers Rush events last year. 3,000 people. And a lot of those people are returners. And, you know, I talk to you in the chat and you email me and you help out with Patreon, all that stuff. And the relationship builds. We do our Zoom hangouts. I get to know you guys. You get to know me. I get to know about your family. Like, that's the cool thing. Like, yeah, I love the 49ers. I'm a 49ers fan. I'm not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. I'm none of those things. I'm just a fan that wants to increase the experience. That's the whole idea. And whenever I see you guys in the chat, like a lot of you guys, I know you. I know Colin from the UK. I freaking love it. And I just think that that is, I'm very lucky. And so the wife's asked me, like, how you feel about it? Dude, I'm pumped. I feel like I get to go hang out with all my friends and, you know, I get to build on relationships and I get to see people having great times and building the community and making friends on friends on friends at these events. And it just makes me so freaking, I get excited, man. I'm on cloud nine right now. Ain't going to lie. Nate, yo, John, what do you think about Bethune linebacker 3 to start? So I've got Tatum Bethune in my notes. And I do want to talk about him because just wow. You talk about it's so easy to just write off. Tatum Bethune was bad last year. He was terrible in camp. He was terrible in the preseason. And the times that he did play, yeah, he could always play against the run. That's his saving grace. Didn't have an NFL body. Could not cover. Was maybe the worst player on special teams. And that's saying a lot. Like, he was so bad. He was so bad on special teams. And it was just like, how do you keep this guy? How do you keep him? Well, Tatum Bethune, number 4'8", allow me to apologize wrong. I could not have been more wrong, and I couldn't be more happy about it. My favorite thing about this is whenever I'm wrong, whenever I think somebody's done, D-U-N, and they come back and just totally redeem yourself, right? And that's Tatum Bethune. That dude is not the same human being player out there. And credit to him. He's out there getting his coverage drops. He's mirroring running backs. He's making tackles in the open field. He's still great against a run, which he always was. But the thing that kind of blew me away, I don't know who else watches special teams tape, but that dude's out there making awesome blocks on kickoff return. Like back-to-back-to-back reps. And it's just like, this dude was so bad in space. He just couldn't play in space. He could not. He could tackle in a phone booth and could kill somebody. But you put him in space and he's exposed out there, the athleticism and the change of direction wasn't there. Tatum Bethune has just, I don't know, Pokemon power up or Super Saiyan, whatever you, the dude is different. And I know when Nick Martin was drafted, everybody was like, hey, Nick Martin, he's going to be linebacker 2 next to Fred Warner forever. That ain't happening. Not now. In the future, and you're hoping Nick Martin can go through a Tatum Bethune rough season, learn, then get to that point. But, like, the guy that y'all should be on, Tatum Bethune is closer to linebacker 3 than Nick Martin is to linebacker 4 and maybe even linebacker 5. Stone Blanton 1,000% outplayed Nick Martin. Now, I understand Nick Martin eventually is going to get there, but he gets a chance to learn. He gets to be on special teams. That's what he's going to be on. And he gets to be through practice and learn. He's got so much to learn. But Tatum Bethune, I'm not sure he's linebacker 3 now. I think Luke Gifford's going to get that first chance at it. He's just been too consistent in camp. And again, he was awesome. He got the starter level treatment. He only played 10 snaps. It was killing folks out there. So I think linebacker 3 is going to be Luke Gifford. The contract says so as well. But if you were to ask me, okay, there's a change up in the linebacker room. There's a new linebacker. It's going to be Tatum Bethune. That's it. So here's how I would put the tiered system at the linebacker role. Fred Warner, God tier, by himself, Hall of Famer, done. Best in the sport. That second tier, D Winners by himself. But that third tier, there's two guys, Luke Gifford and Tatum Bethune. Then there's a gap, like not a tear break. There is a chasm, fall off a cliff. And then you've got Stone Blanton. Then you've got Nick Martin. Then you've got Jalen Graham. Curtis Robinson, haven't really seen him play. You know, come back from the pup list and all that stuff. And you got to, he's not to that point yet. But I know that they're high on Curtis Robinson. And I know Nick Martin's making this roster. But I do want to take some time and just say Stone Blanton impressed. Considerably. My favorite thing is you're watching the game tape, and again, go watch it. It's 7-day free trial right now. Just go sign up, watch just the defense in the second half, and you'll see it. You'll have two linebacker sets or three linebacker sets, don't matter. But Stone Blanton and Nick Martin will be on the field at the same time right next to each other. Stone Blanton was playing the Mike role, and Nick Martin was playing the Will role. Stone Blanton recognizes the play and reacts a full count before Nick Martin every single play, whether it's a pass drop, whether it's a run fill, whether it's, you know, chasing the quarterback out of the pocket. It's just you see Stone Blanton go, and then you'll see Nick Martin go. And it's just a little bit of a delay. Fall back. And it's a full count every single play. You've got to take that time. You know, everybody has their deficiencies. Tato Bethune could not play in space or pass drop or cover at all last year. Couldn't do it. One-on-ones, dude was embarrassed every single time last year in training camp. It was bad. Like, the fans are just like, ooh, like every time. Like, it was that bad. It was Darrell Luter Jr. bad. But he figured out what that was and got there. Right now, Nick Martin's issue is he's not diagnosing, and he's playing too hard, trying to do too much. He's not diagnosing quick enough. He's playing too hard. Bad angles. He's trying to make tackle for losses instead of, you know, proper pursuit angles. He's trying to kill guys instead of breaking down and making the rack up tackle. Like, he's just doing too much. So those are the things that have to be developed. Now, Stone Blanton, here's the problem with an undrafted free agent. We had him on the show. Incredible interview. If you missed that, go just type in Stone Blanton interview. We should pull up somewhere. But Stone Blanton recognizes everything, studies film all the time, had, you know, almost 2 forced fumbles, amazing, struggled with tackles a little bit, had a couple missed tackles in a row, but he doesn't have the athleticism speed that Nick Martin has. And there are a few plays where Stone Blanton recognizes a full count early and breaks on the ball, but Nick Martin still beats him there, even though he's a full count behind because he's just so damn quick. So the ceiling of Nick Martin is why he's a 3rd-round pick, and the ceiling of Nick Martin is why he makes this roster no matter what. The floor of Stone Blanton is way higher. If you had to have a linebacker play right now, you want Stone Blanton out there 10 times out of 10. But a year or two down the road, that's where Nick Martin shines if he learns, which I think he will. But Stone Blanton's ahead of him completely in every facet. Pass, run, recognition, tackling, forced fumbles, special teams, check, check, check. Like, Stone Blanton's way ahead of him. Undrafted free agent. That doesn't mean Nick Martin's a bust. I'm not saying any of that, and I hope that's not coming across. It's, look, you put the pads on and the tape don't lie. The eye in the sky is going to tell you the truth every damn time. Tatum Bethune is a freaking stud. And it has grown so much. I'm so pumped. I am so pumped about Tato Bethune. So thank you, Nate. That question, that comment is awesome. Oh, what's up? Man, we got 49ers throwback. I'm telling y'all, we got the crew. We got the crew back together. And I freaking love it. Now, once the crew gets together at away games or home games or any game, man, you've got to use TickPick. But right after this, I want to tell you about a new defensive starter, not Tatum Bethune, a new defensive starter working with the ones. You know I'm going to be excited about this one. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway and college football is here. So don't miss any of the action this preseason on Prize Picks. 49ers bets are everywhere. And my favorite thing about Prize Picks is how simple it is to play. You just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. You get the picks right, you can win cash up to 2,000 times your money. Will Brock Purdy have more or less than 12.5 yards rushing? What about Christian McCaffrey at 75 yards week one? That's it. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers, that's 49ERS, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now, for week one, baby, one of the most important games of the season, by far. 49ers at Seattle, the invasion weekend. 49ers rush road trip is set up. So excited. Saturday, we're going to be at the press box, one block south of the stadium. You know, our owner, our partner owns the restaurant with X Hospitality. We're going to have a blast. Frank Gore's going to be coming out. Autographs are available now. All you got to do, again, links in the description of the video, or you just download the TickPick app for free. Search 49ers Rush. That's there. You can buy autographs now. Frank Gore signs everything. You want to bring jerseys, helmets, whatever else, get that signed by the legend. That's there. Kids are free all the time. And then our tailgate, that is set up for 9 a.m. It's going to be early. In the parking lot right next to the press box, it is the closest tailgate that you could possibly get to the stadium. It's going to sell out. It is unlimited food, beer, seltzers, premium drinks. This is not a cheap tailgate. This is the premium tailgate. It's going to be a blast. It is going to sell out. So you can get your tickets to the same place. That's there. It's going to be an absolute blast. Giveaways, competitions, trivia, you name it. We do a walk to the stadium together. Kids are free to every single event we ever host all the time. But all of that is up on the TickPick app. Go subscribe, get your tickets, have a good time. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, let me say this. I had this in my notes later too. Johnny Dill. You guys know Johnny Dell. He's been on the show. He's better film breakdown than me. It's not even close. I coached for over a decade, but that dude, he's freaking savant. Go check out Johnny Dell's channel. He's going through some stuff, and it's nothing to him. It's just the NFL is cracking down on film and whatever else, and that's why I built a private site, and I host all the stuff over there, so we're able to keep doing that. We're trying to get Johnny to do the same thing. And he's going through a pretty rough transition right now. But if you guys, Johnny Dell's incredible. Go subscribe. Go check out, you know, his Twitter, his YouTube, all that stuff. We need to save Johnny Dell. We cannot lose him. We cannot lose him. Yeah, so please, please, please love that man. He's such a good dude. Met his wife, met his kids. He's a great dude. Just amazing person. That's the thing. We're a community. We're friends. This is more than just fandom. This is what we build relationships through and all that stuff. And if you haven't had that opportunity, man, come out to an event. Trust me, it's going to happen. What's up, Rick Diaz? I love it, man. This is awesome. Now, let's talk about a new defensive starter. Now, understand this. Somebody is back from injury. Jair Brown. He's back. But he's not working with the ones at safety. Do you know who is? Marquise Siegel, baby. I freaking love it. I am so pumped about this that Jair Brown's back, but they're working Marquise Siegel with the ones. Like, how exciting is that? And again, I know there were some debates on here yesterday about how maybe I missed the film or whatever else. Did he actually did play that good? Well, you just heard every single coach say how great he has been, and man, Marquise Siegel is working with the ones with Jason Pinnock. Now, obviously, Malik Mustafa, whenever he comes back, I think that's going to be a big deal. But I'm telling you right now, Marquise Siegel working with the ones is just pure freaking excitement for me. That dude is just an absolute beast. The tape was incredible. It really, really was. And look, if I'm going to be honest, like, look right here, like, one of the many draft takes that, you know, I had a lot of them. This was one of my guys. You know, I put this out on Twitter. This was March 17th, right? This was 6 weeks before the draft. Another 49ers possible late target is safety nickel Marquis Siegel, elite speed acceleration, 4.340, voted team captain twice, fits their thresholds perfectly for DB, no injury history. You just watch his tape and it's just, you fall in love. And, you know, it's not like he was like a first round pick or whatever else, but whenever the Niners drafted him, it was kind of like, man, where is he going to go? Yeah, safety, nickel, you know, he's played outside corner, he's played it all. Well, they put him at safety, but then they signed Richie Grant. They signed Jason Pinnock. Like, they're just kind of loaded. It's just like, why? Like, what's going on here? Well, this dude has just surpassed everybody. And what made it even more unlikely was Marquis Siegel had a core muscle injury, a sports hernia type thing, where he missed OTA's minicamp, just like Alfred Collins. But then whenever he got playing time, it didn't take long. It did not take long. You just watched him out there, and it was just like, dude, this guy is everywhere. And I know everybody's comparing him to Jimmy Ward, including the coaches. That's a great comparison. I'm telling you, he's a young Tyshawn Gibson. That's what I see. A young Tyshawn Gibson. Gip, baby. Oh, man, I'm behind in the chat. I'm so sorry. This is bad. I'm trying to scroll down to get to the post about here, but I have failed miserably. JP right here. Sorry. Kids are allowed in the Saturday event. Kids are allowed in every single event. And so whenever you go through and get your tickets on the TickPick app, there's an add-on where you can add on kids for free, costs nothing. But we need the head count so that whenever we sell out, we want to make room for those kiddos. So like if everybody shows up, you know, it's kids, you know, don't bring like 15 kids. And if you do, email me so that we can set up something so that it will be properly monitored, 49ersrush@gmail.com. But yes, kids are free. You can do the add on there and add the kids on. And yeah, we want them there. And we make sure that every kid that ever comes to a 49ers Rush event leaves with something tangible in their hands and a positive memory experience to increase their fandom. We're building the faithful of the future. That kids, I became a fan when I was 9, right? Because of a jersey. We want to endorse that. But yeah, it is a bar, but it's a family. Like there's a bar section where the kids can't get to, but then the whole other place, it's family dining, all that stuff kids can't get to. We rented out the entire venue. It's ours, so we get to do what we want. But the bar area and the Seattle rules and all that stuff, that's kind of sectioned off. Kids can't get there. But anyway, that's what it is. It's only 2 to 6. 2 to 6 p.m., that is correct, JP. You are awesome. Jason, Captain, can't wait to see you there. He's always there. It's a family-friendly event. Yeah, I bring my kids a lot of times. They're not going to be there at this time, but we're going to be having a good time. Yeah, kids are always there, and we always give all of our stuff away to them. It's just what it is. Now, so Marquis Siegel's working with the ones. Connor Colby's working with the ones. I am curious where Jacob Cowing is going to fit into this rotation, but you've got to be slow with him. I'm excited that Jacob Cowing is back, and the wide receiver room is a disaster. No Ayuk, no Jennings, no Jordan Watkins. Backups are getting hurt. It's just bad, but you've got to go slow with Jacob Cowing. This dude pulled his hamstring and routes on air. Not even one-on-ones, not even team. Routes on air. Casper. He got injured versus Casper. So, Jacob Cowing, I'm excited. He's not going to be playing this week. I'd almost bet anything he won't be out there. You've got to slowly bring him back. Maybe he can play next week. Now, let's talk about playing time versus the Raiders. Last season, this preseason week 2 game, starters played 11 snaps. Brock Purdy played 11 snaps. I fully expect Brock Purdy to play out there, especially with the offensive line playing better. Now, the ones didn't play good with that second series with Mac Jones. That was terrible with, you know, you had a missed block from Luke Farrell. You had two missed blocks from Tonjes. You had a missed block from Nick Sakel. And Spencer Burford didn't help himself at all, but he was supposed to have help on all of those. But still, a lot of quarterback hits. My take on what Brock Purdy should play, I do think Brock Purdy is playing this week. And I think that he should play this week. And I think he's going to play week 3 too. In the past, last year, Brock Purdy played 0 snaps week 1, 11 snaps week 2, and 24 snaps week 3. That's kind of what I see is going to happen as well. Brock has already said, I want to play. I want to see him out there. Right here, what is the cutoff? Under 18 gets in free. That's kind of the cutoff there. So under 18 is free. Just add him as a kid. whatever on. And yeah, that's there. But, you know, whenever you're talking Brock at the starters, I want him tied to the offensive line. I don't know if Trent Williams is going to play. Yeah, I don't. Trent Williams, CMC, they might get work one series, week three. That's probably it. But I do see Kittle playing. I do see the rest of the starters playing. I see Jake Brendel playing. I see, you know, all the other starters playing. But the question now becomes is if, you know, what is that, you know, Ben Bartsch injury? Are you putting Connor Colby out there with the ones? Yeah, let's see it, baby. Why not? You want to have Connor Colby out there match up with Max Crosby? I want to know. I want to know. Connor Colby looked awesome, and he played against the ones for Denver, and Denver's got a great defense. He held his own. He more than held his own. So, yeah, let's trial by fire. We know what Nick Sekel is and what he isn't. He can pass pro. He can't run block. Connor Colby can do a little bit of both. And the upside is there. What Connor Colby put on tape is better. And again, it's just preseason. It's a small sample size. What Connor Colby put on tape against the Broncos in the preseason was better than anything Nick Sekel has ever put on tape in the NFL. And it's not like Nick Sekel was awful. Like his pass pro, he had one of the highest pass pro grades the last three games of the season whenever he played. So like, I'm not here saying he was bad, but what Connor Colby did was different. What Drew Moss did, now Drew Moss didn't do it against the ones and twos. He did it against the twos, threes, fours. But come on, man. Come on now. You saw some things, and it looked good. It looked really, really good. The Smitty, what's the deal with the back of Stafford? Stafford's still not practicing. You know, Sean McVay had a press conference where they said on Monday, he's got to practice. We're going to have about 40 throws scripted for him. He'll be out there. Wasn't out there. Tuesday, wasn't out there. In fact, he wasn't even standing out there. He was in a hyperbolic, near hyperbolic chamber outside the practice thing. They brought this like health whatever thing, and he was in that the whole time. The concern, I know that everybody in the Rams organization is saying, well, there's no concern. We're not worried. There's concern. Like Jimmy Garoppolo has a very, very real chance of kind of being that guy. I don't want injuries ever, but this is going to affect the NFC West. And I do think that Matthew Stafford starts week one. I think that Matt Stafford starts week two. It's after that and, you know, the back-to-back weeks without all the rest, that's where it's going to start to kind of show up, show its ugly head. And, you know, I'm not trying or wanting him to be injured by any stretch. Like, that's not what it is. But the 49ers play the Rams week 5 and week 10. That's kind of the meat of their schedule. Do we play them coming off a bye? I feel like we always play everybody coming off a bye. Let me open this up real quick. Oh, come on. Don't do that. Oh, stink the internet. I hope this doesn't go down. Let me just clean this up real quick. I think we're okay. All right, cool. I was worried. Sometimes whenever that happens, this program kind of goes down a little bit. But you know, you look at the 2025 Rams schedule, they get a bye week 8. They play the Saints at home. Then they come to the 49ers. Like, I hate that he has that bye week, you know, a week before us, but at least it's not right after. But there are some major concerns there. And again, the 49ers injury history, already the most injured team in the NFL. Come on, it's who we are. But the one thing that I can say is, they're, again, knock on wood, no major year-long injuries yet. The quarterback is completely healthy. Not only that, our number two quarterback is completely healthy, and both quarterbacks are looking good. So I think that that is a big deal. I really, really do. So, we'll see. But I'm excited. Right here, Big Brick says, don't play almost all the starters. Let them play a series or two against Chargers at most. Yeah, they want to let them play one series if it's a quality series. That's the rule. So if they go out there, the starters are going to play this week. I truly do believe that. If they have like a three and out, then they have to play a second series. But if they have a sustained drive with two or more first downs, then they're done. If they have a scoring drive, then they're done. And Big Brick, man, Jimmy G will start both games against us. Ooh, I love it. I would absolutely love that. Again, I don't want the injuries, not rooting for the injuries. But yeah, I would like that. Our bye week, that is correct, is week 14, the late one. We haven't really had this. We've had the early bye, we've had the mid bye. Haven't really had the late bye since Shanahan's arrived. We'll see. With as injured as you are now, and probably my favorite thing about the new schedule with the 17 games is that you only have the 3 preseason games. You get that full week off before the season. Damn, do the Niners need that. Like, as bad can be, you need that time off. But you also, you really need the 49ers to get these reps because you have such a young roster. 11 rookies, 6 undrafted free agents, not to mention all the rookies that you kept over from last year. This is a young roster. It's one of the oldest because you have guys like Trent Williams and you have the oldest punter in the NFL and you have the oldest long snapper. You've got, you know, a lot of that. But the majority of this roster are first 3 years in the league. They need reps. And the guys that are injured, Jacob Cowing, Jordan Watkins, you know, Renardo Green, these are Malik Mustafa. These are the guys that have to have the reps, but they can't get them because they're not healthy. It's just killing. It is killing the 49ers. We do have many bye weeks during the season due to Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. Yeah, this is the rest discrepancy that the 49ers have had. You know, week 5, you have a Thursday game, which sucks. And you know that the Rams do as well. So that's that Rams game. But then you get that extra time off. You get those extra 4 days. And then Sunday at, you know, all the way in Tampa Bay. So you play October 2nd against the Rams. You don't play until October 12th against the Bucks. So that's a 10-day rest. That's huge. And then the Cardinals, you play week 11 on a Sunday. Then you've got a Monday game against the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, that's that extra day that you have there. And then again, you get the bye week, week 14. And then week 15, you play the Titans on a Sunday. Then you've got another Monday night game at the Colts, an extra day there. So they're built into there. And I love that we only have one Thursday game this year. It's impossible to travel to those Thursday games. But yeah, it's what it is. That's what it is. Monkey Boy, I hate to keep him in there too long, but keep Jones in there to see what we have for offensive depth. Yeah, you're talking about Mac Jones. Mac Jones has been awesome. I would argue he's the best quarterback too the 49ers have had in training camp since Shanahan arrived. And even that year where you had like Trey Lance, Jimmy G, and, you know, Brock Purdy and whatever all that was such a weird offseason. You know, Brock Purdy wouldn't get any snaps there. Mac Jones has been awesome. And as soon as Carter Bradley went in the game, man, you weren't getting good wide receiver reps. You weren't getting good tight end reps. You weren't getting good running. Like, he would just screwed everything up. Tanner Mordecai went much better. Like, I'm kind of with you here. Like, just give Carter Bradley quarter 4. Let Brock Purdy go out there and play 2 to 3 series. Let Mac Jones play through the middle of the third, at least the rest of the first half. You don't want Mac Jones getting hurt, but I want to see other guys get some work. It's just, it's hard sometimes when your backup is so bad. And Curtis Rourke is the long-term answer at quarterback 3, but he's going to be on the NFI list. He's not going to count. Think back to Kalia Davis. Like, he's redshirted. So, like, one of these guys has to be our quarterback 3, and hopefully somebody gets cut. At the roster cut down, you're not keeping Carter Bradley on your 53, your initial 53. Zero chance of that. I know he's coach's son, and that carries more weight with Kyle Shanahan than anybody ever. But, like, yeah, nepotism can only go so far. And maybe he plays better. But I've been at camp, and that dude has played. The way he played in the game was an improvement to how he's played in camp. He's been awful. He had one great throw to Tariq Owens that was awesome, walk-off touchdown. That's it. I've seen one positive play from this guy since he's been signed to the 49ers. But nepotism goes a long way. Now, I just brought up Tariq Owens. I want to talk more about the wide receiver issues an issue. Tariq Owens is in the doghouse. He got 2 snaps in this preseason game in the third quarter. I'm going to tell you why it was only 2, and can he get out of it right after this? Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. Gear up for another banger of a football season with a full-service sportsbook and casino in one Whether you're firing off futures, betting the spread, spinning the slots late at night, everything runs through one account, one wallet, no switching apps. MyBookie has it all. Right now is the perfect time to get ahead of the curve with college football kicking off August 23rd. MyBookie's got national championship, Heisman odds already live. Lock in your picks early before the lines start moving. And if you're brand new, you get a little extra juice. Sign up with promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan this QR code next to me. Drop in $100. MyBookie adds $50 for free. Go bigger, get more for your money. The action's heating up, the odds are moving, and this season is shaping up to be a good one already. Don't miss it. Bet big anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, including California, with MyBookie. All right, Tariq Owens. The 49ers have major issues at wide receiver. They can't get everybody to get snaps. Like, they can't run one-on-ones in practice. They're so injured. Yeah, they did just sign Malik Turner. We talked about that earlier. But Tariq Owens goes into the third quarter with Carter Bradley. And he runs like a drag route. It was a deep drag, you know, just right across the field, whatever else. And Carter stares him down. Carter Bradley throws it, gets intercepted, but it was a penalty, so the play got negated. But whatever. They pulled Tariq Owens after that because he didn't fight back to the ball. It was a bad route. It was a good route. He just, when the ball was in the air, he faded away from it. The corner undercut him and got the interception on the sideline. He didn't get back in the game after that. This is the middle of the third quarter. This is a 49ers team that is struggling with wide receiver snaps. You got Robbie Chosen out there playing his rear end off, like not a developmental player, not going to help anybody, whatever else. But then you've got this young guy that you've invested 2 years in on your roster, and you pull him and you won't let him play because he made Carter Bradley look bad. I just think that that is asinine. I think it is stupid. And, I mean, yeah, Tariq Owens is even a Nepo baby, but Nepo baby can't make the coach Nepo baby look bad. Dude got benched, and it was like, man, we could use these snaps. Like, I get benching them. Maybe you give them a chance later. They didn't let him play. I was shocked, and I won't be shocked. I'm waiting to see who the 49ers have released. Won't be shocked if it's Tariq Owens. But you make a coach's son look bad in a preseason, that's the end of your line, I guess. It's what it is. I mean, the Shanahan doghouse is a real thing for wide receivers. I get that. but I was just laughing. I was like, I guess he got hurt. I'm going through the tape, and you know, I highlight that on our tape breakdowns on the 40hoursrush.com. But yeah, you made him look bad. Ugh, yeah, right here. Papa J, if you're in a doghouse with Kyle, that's a good thing. That means he has big plans for you and is humbling you. If not, he would just get rid of you right away. So the 49ers have signed Malik Turner, who's an outside wide receiver and been with the 49ers. I agree with you, Papa, if Tariq is still on this team. The 49ers signed Malik Turner. We haven't heard who has been released yet. We'll probably find that out tomorrow. But if it's Tariq Owens, you know why. You heard here first. Do not make the coach's son look bad. You do that, you lose your career. We'll see. I'm not so sure. He is coming back. Now, I do want to talk about the tight ends. There's been, like, the tight ends have been bad for the 49ers outside of George Kittle, obviously. Since Charlie Warner left, they have not found that. Luke Farrell was not great in his 10 to 11 snaps. He only had one pass blocking snap, and it was awful. That was one of the sacks. He was just late, whatever. But I did feel like Ross Dwelly didn't play in this game, by the way. What's that about? Braden Willis and Jake Tonchus both look good, consistently good. Braden Willis had another hold on special teams. He just has not been. If you suck at special teams, he doesn't suck at special teams. He just holds too long. He just grabs cloth on the outside and will not let go. Got called for a holding against punt return. Oh, terrible. But he was doing this all last year with Brian Schneider, and he's doing it still. But his tight end snaps were great. Really were. His blocks were great. He got into space, had some open spots, but terrible quarterback play. Couldn't get him the ball. I did think Braden Willis and Jake Tonchus both played good. You know, even their grades were decent. Yeah, maybe not too decent, but Jake Tonchus had a 73 grade. Braden Willis had a 58 grade. But I thought their blocking was consistent. I really, really did. I was pleasantly surprised and pleased with how those two guys played with their snaps, and they played a lot. Jake Tonchus played 38 snaps. Braden Willis played 35. I really liked it. I really liked it. Now, Jalen Mahoney, another guy that I just thought played consistently great and just got the job done. He got beat on a deep post, but closed. He got a pass breakup because their quarterback was terrible too. But yeah, I mean, he had an 87.7 grade, Jalen Mahoney. He played 44 snaps. I don't think he's making the 53-man roster, but remember, Jalen Mahoney got waived and then brought back. He already got cut once. Multiple time practice squad player of the week last year. It just gets the damn job done. He's kind of like a Stone Blanton in the fact that he doesn't have a ceiling. He's undersized and kind of slow, but he knows the scheme and he plays hard as hell. Just gets the job done, and I'm excited about that. I really like watching Jalen Mahoney out there. I feel like he plays well. Also, this is huge, special teams return. Jake Moody still kicking the ball in the end zone. Ridiculous. That dude has no control off of a tee. Jake Moody, no. Yeah, whatever. No. I don't care. He made seven. Dude doesn't need to do kickoffs. He can't control the ball off a tee to save his life. He just cannot. If people tell me that's what the coaches told him to do that. No, they didn't. But whatever. Kickoff return, Jake Moody's not out there. Looked good. Looked consistently good. Just block on blocks, hat on hat. Not overthinking, you know, the blocking scheme and all that stuff. They're letting the outside guy go free. They're doubling down on the inside, and there are holes. So much so, not one, not two, but three kickoff returners all got past the 30-yard line. Junior Bergen had one, Corey Kiner had one, and Dallas Flowers had one. I love that. Like, the goal is the 30-yard line. And today's new kickoff rules, if you get a kickoff return past the 30, that's a positive. If you get tackled before the 30, that's a negative. But the fact that you had three, Bergen, Kiner, and Flowers all get past the 30, man, I think that is a huge win. We're not dependent upon one. And, man, those three guys I think are making the roster, by the way. Junior Bergen, Corey Kiner, and Dallas Flowers. I think all three of them are going to make the roster. You've got to have those return guys. You've got to have the – and, you know, Bergen and Dallas Flowers have consistently been the number one and two guy back there. Jacob Cowing, is he going to phase into that? I don't know. They didn't really use him a lot on kickoff returns last year. But, you know, I do like that he's back at practice. I do like that, you know, he's finally healthy, but he's got to phase in. And if I was the 49ers, he'd be my backup punt returner behind Junior Bergen. And, you know, we're going to focus on wide receiver this year. That's what we've got to see. And so we'll have to see what that looks like. Kel, what's up, man? So what's going on with Jennings? Is he hurt or holding out? I think he's holding out. Not saying there's not a calf issue, but it's not a calf issue so bad you can't be out there at practice. That is not the case. If that is, you put him in a boot, you let him stand there, and he's next to IU coaching up. This is a contract. He's upset issue, and he's showcasing that with a quote-unquote calf. Not saying he didn't hurt his calf, but it's not as bad as he has to miss 2 months. No, I do not see that at all. Big Brick, we need to figure out who is going to be the left tackle too. Spencer Burford's tape was not bad. It was not. Now, I know that second drive where it was like three bad plays in a row, that wasn't on him. It really wasn't. One of the plays, Luke Farrell was late. Jake Tonjes lined up in the wrong spot the second play. Jake Tonjes was supposed to chip out of the backfield the second play. He released inside. Tight ends let him down three plays in a row. Looked like Spencer Burford was out there on an island just getting torched. Shanahan detailed each and every one of those plays. You watch the film and it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. After that happened, he didn't play bad. Now, what is your confidence level in Spencer Burford? It's not high. He finishes one of the top-rated linemen. He had a 58.1 grade, played 27 snaps. Wasn't awful. Was he the top-rated tackle? He was. Now, the hope is Andre Dillard wins that role, who just returned to practice yesterday, just like Cowan. That is the hope. He's way more athletic, pure left tackle specimen, former first-round pick, not good in the run game, but really, really good left tackle. But right now it's Spencer Burford. I think everybody wants Andre Dillard to win that job, but he's got flaws too. It's just what it is. So that's going to be there. What's up, Yacek, my man? JC, what three players the 49ers cannot lose for more than 9 games because that would wreck the season? Man, you know, this is just off the top of the dome. But I would have said Brock Purdy in the past. I'm not going to say him now. Obviously, you lose your quarterback, you struggle. But it's been so seamless, the Brock Purdy to Mac Jones. And I'm not saying there's a quarterback competition at any stretch. But I'm saying that drop-off from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones isn't catastrophic like it was last year to Braydon Allen. Isn't as catastrophic as Jalen, you know, Josh Jones or Josh Dobbs. The offense is still working. And the one thing that I would say about Mac Jones is he throws a better deep ball than Brock Purdy. I believe that. I think that's Mac Jones' best trait. You saw that, the deep strike to Jordan Watkins. Like, he throws very catchable deep ball. So I'm not going to say the quarterback, which is crazy. I'm going to say George Kittle. I'm not going to say Fred Warner because I think we have linebacker depth behind him that I like. Obviously, Fred Warner's the best player. I'm going to say Trent Williams. Obviously, we just talked about Spencer Burford. I'm going to say Christian McCaffrey. You don't have a running back, too. You do not have one. Isaac Grindle's not him in his current state. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Dude can't stay healthy. He's got about 15 injuries in 3 years. Now, if he's healthy, sure, but he's never been healthy. He's never made it through one season in college football healthy, which he played 6 seasons, was injured in all of them. He's never made it through one season in the NFL injury. He's never made it through one training camp. Dude has more injuries in training camp than he's been through training camps. I get that Isaac Grindle's a good running back. He is, and there's potential there, and he's got all the talent in the world. That dude is the most fragile player in the like Elijah Mitchell looks at him and says, man, you're injured a lot. Now, from a human, and that sucks. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or whatever. I'm just saying what it is. You cannot depend on Isaac Grindle at any stage, ever. Whatever you get from him is extra. The 49ers put a lot of confidence in him whenever you traded away Jordan Mason. A lot. And then Jordan James, he just broke his finger. I think Jordan James will eventually be the running back too for the majority of the season just because Grindle can't stay healthy. I want it to be Grindle, but I'm going to go Trent Williams, George Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey because the drop-off on all three of those are catastrophic. Now, if Luke Farrell is your tight end too, then George Kittle gets hurt and Farrell steps in. You can still run the ball well. You just lose that dynamic passing attack. So, you know, if that happens, now you're going 11 personnel and 21 personnel where you're having more wide receivers on the field instead of tight ends. But those are kind of the three big ones for me. George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Trent Williams. Those three could kind of wreck the season. Now, when Trent Williams went down last year, you were okay because Jalen Moore played so well subbing in. I don't know if Andre Dillard or Spencer Burford can do that yet. You're hoping Andre Dillard proves he can. Christian McCaffrey had Jordan Mason leading the NFL in rushing last year. You traded him for pennies. In the tight end, I think it's huge. That drop-off is just huge. So that's going to be rough. Right here, Drew. Colby and Moss making the team also start one. Yeah. You can't keep three backup guards, right? So Ben Bartsch, we got to see what this injury says. We're not going to hear probably about that until tomorrow would be my guess. But like if Ben Bartsch is on the NFL or, you know, you put him on IR or whatever and he misses, if you can't keep so many players on the offensive line. We saw this last year because you drafted seventh rounder Jared Kingston, who played good and looked promising. You cut him. You ain't getting him back. He gone. Are you going to do the same damn thing again? Connor Colby's making this roster. As long as he stays healthy, that dude put on a performance. Getting reps with the ones? And Drew Moss looked good. Now, he looked good against the threes and four. Ugh. And right here, Brian, a good friend. What's up, man? Appreciate you, brother. He says, what's good? All I want is Shanahan to pick the best players and not play roster politics. He's bad at that. Keeping guys like freaking Ambry Thomas. Really? That's not one of your players that is scared to tackle, never fit your scheme, and you kept him over so many good guys. Like, you've got to be smarter. I'm worried about the initial 50s. Somebody's going to be cut that's going to piss us off. There's no doubt about that, right? Like, that just hit my phone's blowing up. I got to take my watch off. But you've got to be careful. You got to get out of that. Somebody's going to be cut that's going to piss us off. It's going to happen. But can the 49ers keep the young, promising talent? If the whole – we started the show talking this way. If the whole MO this offseason is younger and cheaper, guys like Drew Moss and Connor Colby better make the damn team. Period. They're younger. They're cheaper. There is nobody cheaper than Drew Moss. Yeah, Nick Sakel, I get it. Coach's favorite, Brock Purdy roommate, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Don't care. You only got him for one more year, and you've invested three seasons in him, and he's paid zero dividends. Go with the youth upside. Go with the youth upside. Do not keep Nick Sakel over a Drew Moss. Do not keep Nick Sakel over a Connor Colby. And it's not like I was a big Nick Sakel guy, but it's been three seasons. Dude, just sitting on the bench. Might as well be John Chapman over there. And I don't think he's a bum. I'm just saying you have the youthful upside. Go with it. Don't keep a guy the last year of his roster, you know, rookie contract, and then he leaves. Might get a seventh-round comp pick. No. Your seventh-round pick is Connor Colby. Make the roster. Drew Moss has shown. Now, that dude better play. Those two guys better play almost a full damn game this week. That's what I want to see. I want to know what they got. I want to know what they got. Oh, what's up, Vicky? We got the sis in the house. What's up, girl? Say what's up to Ryan for me. Do we think Jennings is actually hurt? I do not. I think that he could play right now, personally. I think it's all contract. And sprinkle some dollar bills on there, do some Mr. Miyagi. Yeah, I bet he plays. But you're not signing him. If you're going to extend him, you would have done it. You cannot overpay. Younger and cheaper. Younger and cheaper. No. You let Juwan Jennings play out this contract year. Go sign elsewhere and get a fourth-round comp pick next year. Let him get paid and be a number two somewhere. He's not going to be a number two here. When Brandon Ayuk comes back, it's Ayuk 1, Ricky Pearsall 2. And you've already signed your wide receiver 3 next year, DeMarcus Robinson, who's been phenomenal in camp, by the way. The suspension pending, but he's looked great. Like, you've got your 1, 2, 3. Jacob Cowan might surprise. Jordan Watkins might surprise. Like, no. It doesn't fit into the long-term plans. You paved your role whenever you kept drafting not one but two rookie wide receivers last year, another rookie wide receiver this year. No, like, it doesn't make sense. I love Juwan Jennings. It doesn't make sense with the blueprint that you've laid out. It does not. I wanted to sign Juwan Jennings instead of Ayuk. People laughed at me. You should laugh at me. I'm funny. That's a funny take, but proved to be true. But we'll see. But you've paid Ayuk, and now you can't get out. That's one of the worst contracts in the NFL. You're kind of stuck. You've got to see how this pans out for the next 2 years. It's Ayuk. It's Ricky Pearsall. It's DeMarcus Robinson. Those are your three wide receivers next year. And maybe Cowan, maybe Watkins works into that. That's the way it's built. Let Juwan play. Go sign. Become a wide receiver two somewhere and get paid. That's what he wants. I wish that they could get him a couple more million guaranteed this year to make him happy and get out there and practice, but it's where it is. Vicky, thanks for the super chat. You're the best. John, you have more heart than most. I'd have you make the 53. Oh, let's go. Yes. I'll be a special tier. My nickname was Rudy my sophomore year in high school. You know, I made varsity just as the wedge buster. That's when you had wedge busters. I was the all special teams heart guy, whatever. You know, I had no talent whatsoever, but eventually became a captain and started. But yeah, like, that was my role, man. I was the Rudy Rudiger out there playing some Texas high school ball. Let's go Castleberry Lions. We were terrible. I made varsity as a sophomore, but like, I couldn't make it even as like a player. Anyway, that's what it is. Thank you, Vicky. You are so sweet. Always so sweet. Can't wait to hang out soon. Ah, we're so close. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL season is upon us. And we've got all of our week one plans for Seattle. The invasion weekend is set. Just go make sure you get your tickets on the Tick Pick app. Just search 49ers Rush. Or you can click the link that takes you directly to it in the description of this video and or podcast. Hang out with Frank Gore, tailgate, premium tailgate, you name it. Gonna be a blast. You guys are the absolute best. And until next time, stay strong, faith.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.